Jedna sama obavijest.
There's a devotee here who came from the United States.
Bakta koji je došao iz Sjedinjenih Država.
Who's an expert,
i on je vrlo vješt,
professional hypnotherapist.
On je profesionalni hipnoterapeut.
So if someone has some
neko ima
issues they'd like to resolve.
Neke probleme koje bi želio razriješiti.
Her name is Prema Mandri, she speaks Croatian.
Ona se zove Prema Mandri i govori hrvatski.
And you want to raise your hand?
Da li možeš podići ruku?
And so she'll be happy
I
to
ona,
see you for a nice donation.
Sretna uz malu donaciju da vas primi.
But she just needs, if she's going to see a counsel anybody,
ukoliko želi nekoga savjetovati,
small room, whatever,
potrebna je mala
soba
sa stolićem.
So if you're psychotic, psychopath,
imate, ukoliko ste psihopata, imate psihičke poremeće,
multiple personality disorder,
ukoliko imate poremeće više struke ličnosti,
we can handle any of those.
To možemo sve lagano riješiti.
Not really. Just if you're having some issues.
Ne, jednostavno ako imate određenih pitanja ili problema.
Like you're eating too much.
Kao previše čitate, na primjer.
Or you're smoking too many cigarettes.
Ili previše cigareta pušite.
Okay. So this morning's class will be on Bhagavatam.
Jutro ćemo govoriti o Bhagavatam.
And then also we'll speak for a few seconds after we chant Jai Radhamadhava about His Holiness Lokanath Swami.
Govorit ćemo nešto o malo Lokanath Swami.
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravirgacharya Osyotera Sutashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chantan Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharishila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON, founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananda Gauti, Vaishnavrinda ki jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Prema Sekaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Parabha Nityananda Sadvaita Gadadha, Srivasati Gaura Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Sri Sri Radhakrishna, Gopakabata Sayam, Kun Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavanam kijai, Maturam kijai, Navadipdam kijai, Jagadathasami kijai, Yumanamai kijai, Srimati Lasidevi kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Hari. All glorious, the assembled devotees, all glorious, the assembled devotees, all glorious, the assembled devotees. All glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Okay, Jai. So as I mentioned before, today is the glorious appearance day of Lokanath Maharaj.
You see a
picture of him on the Devarshi Narada's computer.
Hey,
you want to show us the computer?
Možeš nam pokazati kompjuter svoj?
It's not for you to look at, it's for us to look at.
Znači nije to da vi trebaš.
He has a problem.
A nije da ti trebaš gledati, mi to trebamo vidjeti.
So anyway, so we want to speak a few words about Lokanath Maharaj.
Kako je da, reći ću par riječi o Lokanath Maharaj, o mom predivnom bratu po Bogu.
So Om Meghanath Timidanda Shaganan Jana Shilakaya Chakshur and Meditam Yena Tasmai Shikadvaita Maha. So Lokanath
Maharaj
was born, as many of us were, around the same time, in 1949.
Oko 49.
You can see Prabhupada had a lot of his disciples born around 1947 to about 1952. There were a lot of, practically, 95% of the preachers in the Krishna Conscious Movement were born around that time. So he was born in a village called
Aravadri
in the state of Maharashtra.
U Maharashtri.
And those of you who are aware, that's the state where
znate,
Tukaram,
država gdje Tukaram,
the Maharashtran saint, had his kirtans. He was inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Kirtane, inspiriran od strane Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And his kirtans are very much reminiscent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtans.
Na kirtane Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So Lokanath Maharaj was born in a Vaishnava family, hearing the kirtans and the chanting of Hare Krishna from his very birth.
Kirtan I
he went on to study chemistry in Bombay.
Chemiju u Bombaju.
And in 1971, he saw the Hare Krishna people, that's us,
Hare Krishna ljude, to smo
in case you haven't figured that out, for the first time.
Za prvi put je to video.
And he became so inspired.
I postoje toliko inspiriran, potaknut.
Seeing his divine grace Srila Prabhupada.
Vidjevši njegovu božansku milost Srila Prabhupada.
That the next year he wanted to join the movement.
Da sljedeće godine je htio se priključiti pokretu.
So what he did was very interesting.
Ono što je učinio, jako zanimljivo.
Because I thought our movement was very organized and professional.
Naš pokret je jako organiziran i profesionalan.
And our movement is not very organized. It's
ali naš pokret nije jako organiziran.
None of you have to worry about joining organized religion because
niko od vas
it's not an organized religion.
Da se priključuje organiziranoj religiji zato što nije to organizirana religija.
So he submitted his whole resume, which is called a CV in English.
Da, CV na engleskom zovemo, je on to priložio,
hoping that the movement would accept him.
Se da će ga pokret prihvatiti.
Just like any of you applied for a job, you know, you
kao
put
što
your,
kada, na primjer, aplicirate za posao, onda napišete CV.
And you just pray and hope the boss accepts.
I onda se nadate da će šef biti zadovoljan sa vašim.
Little did he understand at that time we were just grabbing people from the street and shaving their heads.
Da smo mi u to vrijeme, ono što smo mi radili da smo izgrabili ljude s ulici i obrijali im glavu.
So of course the devotees were very happy to.
Pa su bili jako sretni kako vi dajem.
And they were so happy when he joined.
I kad se on pridružio.
They didn't even read his CV. They just
ali da čak nisu ni pročitali njegov CV, toliko su bili sretni.
And they were all chanting Hari Bol, new devotee, and he shaved up immediately.
Pjevali Hari Bol i odmah su ga ošišali.
Within 2 years he was given sannyas by his divine grace Srila Prabhupada.
Dobio sannyas. Prabhupada mu je dao sannyas.
And Prabhupada actually assigned him the duty of doing this padyatra all over India.
Radi padyatru cijelom Indijom. Kroz cijelu Indiju.
You know, in the final days of Prabhupada's pastimes, Prabhupada actually wanted him
Prabhupadovih zabava, Prabhupada je zapravo htio
him and his transcendental body before he left this world around Govardhan in an ox cart.
Ovaj svijet da poveze oko Govardhana na volovskoj zaprezi.
And Loganath Maharaj was getting actually got an ox cart ready to take Prabhupada around Vrindavan.
Pripremio tu volovsku zapregu da bi vozio Prabhupada kroz Vrindavan oko Govardhana.
Actually Prabhupada's final wish was to circumambulate Govardhan Hill.
Je bila da obiđe brdo Govardhan, zapanjujuće zrne.
But then the devotees were so worried they actually begged Prabhupada to forget that because they were afraid that Prabhupada would leave his body in that ox cart.
Bojali da će Prabhupada napustiti tijelo to je volovskoj zaprezi.
Ox carts don't have good shock absorbers on them.
Nemaju dobre amortizere.
You understand? So then after Srila Prabhupada left, Loganath Maharaj established padyatras all over the world.
Postavio padyatru kroz čitavi svijet.
In Slovenia we have a wonderful padyatra that travels for about 2 weeks all over the country.
Koja putuje oko 2 tjedna kroz čitavu zemlju.
And I think were there 108 padyatras? How many
padyatras?
Mislim da ima
108
padyatra. Anyway, there are a lot of them. They were like, I think he established 108
padayatras.
And then practically for every major
za svaki glavni
year in ISKCON's history, Loganath Maharaj has organized
svake
big festivals like the centennial year, the 100th year of Srila Prabhupada's appearance.
U ISKCON-u ono organizira velike festivale kao, na primjer, 100-godišnjicu pojave Prabhupada.
And now he is actually starring in a new film that's being made by Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj called The Lost Village, which is a wonderful film that will bring people, a professional film that will bring people all over the world into the purview of Krishna consciousness. Just one personal realization about Loganath Maharaj before we go into Bhagavatam is that I have observed that Loganath Maharaj is tireless in his preaching.
Da je on jednostavno neumoran pri svom propovjedanju.
When I've been present during different ISKCON ceremonies, I see that he can go like 8-10 hours or more a day just sitting on a stage in a pandal
and
just preaching to people all day long. It's amazing. I mean, I can go for 45 minutes and I have to take prasadam.
Raditi, onda moram uzeti prasadam.
And Devarshi Narada told me that he's so busy.
Da on tako zauzet.
The only time he gets to talk on the mobile phone
kada može govoriti na mobilni
is when he's walking from one preaching engagement to another.
Kada
right?
Ide od jednog preaching engagementa na drugi.
On this day we want to remember Srila Prabhupada's glorious servant,
His Holiness
Loganath Maharaj, and I'm sure there'll be some prasadam distribution and maybe a little puja for him a little later.
Dijeliti nešto prasadama. u njegovo ime.
One of Srila Prabhupada's great transcendental soldiers.
Od velikih transcendentalnih vojnika Srila Prabhupada.
His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj ki jai. Okay, now we'll go on to Srimad Bhagavatam.
Idemo na Bhagavatam.
So we're reading from Srimad
Bhagavatam,
third canto, 25th chapter, I think it's text 18, am I right?
18. Strofa, ako se ne varam, da.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jnana Vairagya Yuktena Bhakti Yuktena Chatmana Paripasyati Udasinam Prakritim cha hatojasam jnana vairagya yuktena bhakti yuktena chatmana paripasyat yudasinam prakritim cha hatojasam jnana vairagya yuktena bhakti yuktena chatmana paripasyat yudasinam prakritim cha taujasam. Jnana, knowledge. Vairagya, renunciation. Yuktena, equipped with.
Opremljen sa.
Bhakti, devotional service.
Posvećeno služenje.
Yuktena, equipped with.
Opremljen sa.
Cha, and.
I.
Atmana, by the mind.
Saumam.
Paripasyati, one sees.
Osoba vidi.
Udasinam, indifferent.
Ne.
Prakritim, material existence.
Materialno postojanje.
Cha, and.
I.
Hata ojasam, reduced in strength.
Oh, smanjene snage.
Translation.
Prijevod.
In that position of
self-realization,
by practice of knowledge and renunciation in devotional service, one sees everything in the right perspective.
U pravoj perspektivi.
He becomes indifferent to material existence,
and the material influence
acts less powerfully upon him. Utjecaj
puno slabije djeluje na njega.
So purport by his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. As the contamination of the germs of a particular disease can influence a weaker person, similarly, the influence of material nature or illusory energy can act on the weaker or conditioned soul, but not on the liberated soul. Self-realization is the position of the liberated state. One understands his constitutional position by knowledge and by vairagya, renunciation. Without knowledge, one cannot have realization. The realization that one is the infinitesimal part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit makes him unattached to material conditional life. That is the beginning of devotional service. Unless one is liberated from material contamination, one cannot engage himself in the devotional service of the Lord. In this verse, therefore, it is stated,
jnana
vairagya yuktena. When one is in full knowledge of one's constitutional position and is in the renounced order of life, detached from material attraction, then by pure devotional service, bhakti yuktena, he can engage himself as a loving servant of the Lord. Paripashyati means that he can see everything in its right perspective. Then the influence of material nature becomes almost nil. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhutta Prasanatma. When one is self-realized, he becomes happy and free from the influence of material nature, and at that time he is freed from lamentation and anger. The Lord states that position as the real state of beginning devotional service. Similarly, it is confirmed in Ninarda Pancharatra that when the senses are purified, they can then be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. When it was attached to material contamination cannot be a devotee. Well, leaves most of us out. Anyway, including me. So, jnana vairagya yuktena bhakti yogena chatmana bhakti yuktena chatmana paripasyudasinam aprakritim chahatajasam Om Gana Timiranda Shaganjana Shlakaya Chakshud Unmiditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, we're just going to talk about a few points here in this particular verse. We're going to be talking about one's attitude towards the material nature. And renunciation. So first of all, we'll talk about one's attitude towards the material existence. And actually, renunciation is the same thing. So we have this word, vairagya. Vairagya means to be free of passion. Now, passion means basically the desire to enjoy this material world. And to become free from passion means to be nirapeksha, indifferent to the material world. Not that one is negative about the material world. Sometimes devotees, immature devotees, think that if they're negative about some thing that is attracting them in this material world, that is renunciation. Yeah, just like the typical thing that sometimes the men, they're very negative about women, right? Brahmacharis. And the women, not usually negative about men, but anyway, so... Sometimes. So, this is not renunciation, actually. It's the same coin, just the opposite side. Attraction and repulsion. And of course, Srila Prabhupada tells a very interesting story in this regard. And we've told it before, there were two sannyasis crossing a river, and there was also a lady who needed help in crossing the river. And one sannyasi carried the lady to the other side, dropped her off on the other side. And the other sannyasi was grumbling about what had just happened for the next 50 kilometers.
50 kilometara razmišljao u svojoj glavi šta se to dogodilo.
He was grumbling. Oh, he carried that lady across.
Jednostavno
mu je
to tutnjalo u glavi. Kakav je to sanjasi prenio jednu ženu preko rijeke.
On
je pao, odvratan je ona žena.
Yuck! And so, finally,
I konačno,
he got the courage to ask the first sanjasi.
On se ohrabrio I dopustio sebi da pita onog prvog sanjasija.
You know, how could you have done that?
Kako
you carried that lady across
stvar,
the river.
Prenio si onu ženu preko rijeke.
And then the first sanjasi said to the second sanjasi, that actually I just carried across the river. You've been carrying it for 50 kilometers.
A ti je nosiš već 50 kilometara.
So that's the point.
To je znači jedna bitna poanta.
And actually if you
zapravo,
the way psychology is znači, that if you think negatively about something
psihologija postavljena nam govori da ukoliko nečemu negativno
you can't get it out of your mind.
Ne možete ga izbaciti iz svoje glave.
Mm. Just like our friend Kamsa.
Naš prijatelj Kamsa na primjer.
He was thinking about
on je mislio
Krishna quite a bit.
Krishni, poprilično.
About killing him, hating him.
Kako da ga ubije, mrzio ga je.
I mean, I wish I could think of Krishna as much as him.
Želio bih da ja mogu misliti na Krishnu koliko je on.
And also our friend Ravan.
I na naš prijatelj Ravana također.
He was thinking about Lord Ramchandra.
Mislio je o gospodinu Ramchandri.
Day and night.
Danju i noć.
Intense meditation, isn't it?
To je vrlo intenzivna meditacija, zar ne?
Of course, that is not favorable devotional service.
To nije povoljno posvećenost.
We're not advocating this methodology, remembering Krishna.
Mi ne propagiramo ovu metodologiju obožavanja Krishna.
By negativity, one's remembrance becomes very strong.
Sjećanje osobe postaje vrlo snažno.
And if you try to get rid of illusion by negativity,
iluzije negativnošću,
illusion remains deeper and deeper in your heart.
Sve dublje i dublje ukorenjeno u vašem srcu.
Anything you try to get rid of,
sve što pokušate, svega što se pokušate osloboditi,
through negativity, not only illusion, just any thought, becomes more and more pronounced in your consciousness.
Samo sve izraženije i izraženije u vašoj svesnosti.
I mean, for example,
na primjer,
let's say I describe something really weird right now and I tell you not to think of it.
Da vam sad opišem nešto jako čudno na što ne biste trebali misliti.
How about a pink elephant with polka dots on it?
No, mislim, na primjer, roze slonu sa točkicama.
And I tell you, do not think of a pink elephant with polka dots.
I onda vam kažem,
try your best
na,
not
na
to
roze,
think of it.
Na roze slona sa točkicama. Dajte sve od
try
sebe.
Try that. Don't think of it. Nobody should think of it.
Nemojte misliti, niko ne smije misliti na to, tu stvar.
An order from Krishna.
To je za naredba od Krishna.
No, the pink elephant becomes more and more pronounced. The more you try not to think of it, becomes more and more pronounced.
Taj će roza slon postati sve izraženiji. Što više se pokušavate na mislim.
Even the way our brain is wired.
Sam način na koji naš um je sastavljen.
Like you can tell a child, for example,
možete reći, na primjer, djetetu,
don't do something and they want to do it more and they do it more.
Nemoj učiniti nešto i djeca će željeti to raditi sve više i više.
It works with me. Anytime someone tells me not to do it, I want to do it.
Kod mene barem stvari funkcioniraju. Kod mi niko kaže da ne učinim nešto, ja želim to napraviti.
So that's not really how to deal with maya.
To je zapravo način kako da se mi spravimo s majom ili iluzijom.
Simply by saying, this is maya, that is maya.
Ovo je maya, ono je maya.
Or not this, not this.
Ne ovo, ne ono.
Neti, neti, neti. You understand? Because maya becomes more and more pronounced
maya
in our consciousness.
Kaže sve, postaje sve izraženije u našoj svjesnosti na taj način.
Or even the thought.
Ili čak i sama misao.
I'm not that body.
Ja
I'm not this body.
Tijelo.
I'm not this body.
Ja nisam ovo tijelo.
I'm not this body. All right, try it sometimes.
Ja nisam ovo tijelo.
Try it sometimes when the dentist, you're in the dentist chair.
Kada ste kod zubara, na zubarskoj stolici.
And the dentist,
i zubar vam dođe,
who's one of Yamaraj's personal assistants.
On je jedan od osobnih osobnih pomoćnika Yamaraja.
Please, that's my own mentality. Anyway,
to,
so
to je moje osobno shvaćanje.
I'm not this body. I'm not this body.
Ja nisam ovo tijelo. Ja nisam ovo tijelo.
See if it relieves you from the pain.
Vidite da li će vam to dati olakšanje od boli.
But the point is, what are you?
Ideja je u tome što vi zaista.
Not what you are not.
A ne ono što vi niste.
You know, if you have, say, I'm not this body, then you leave a whole world of opportunities, a world of possibilities open as to what you are.
Otvoren čitav svijet mogućnosti za to što ono zaista jeste.
You know, maybe you're a ray of sunshine.
Možda ste sunčani zrak.
Maybe you're a piece of plastic. I mean, so many other things you can be other than this body, isn't it?
Možete biti tako puno stvari ukoliko niste ovo tijelo, zar ne?
Maybe you're a computer. I don't know.
Možda ste kompjuter, ne znam.
So the point is, what are you?
Čitava ideja je u tome što vi zaista jeste.
Not only what are you, who are you?
A ne što jeste, već tko jeste.
What your activities are, etc.
Koje su vaše djelatnosti i slično.
So first of all,
prije svega,
what are we?
Što smo mi?
Anyway, no, we're a spirit soul.
Mi smo duhovne duše.
That's easy.
To je lako.
1/10,000 the tip of the hair.
1/10,000 dio.
But that doesn't help us that much.
No, to nije baš toliko značajno.
I'm 1/10,000 the tip of the hair.
Ja sam 1/10,000 dio vrha vlasi kose.
That's my size. I'm insignificant. I'm hopeless. I'm useless. Worthless. Everything like that.
Nema nade za mene.
I don't feel too much ecstasy from saying that, do you?
Ne osjećam baš previše ekstaze kad govorim te stvari, zar ne?
Okay.
A vi?
Part and parcel of Krishna.
Onda dijelić čestice Krishna. To već malo bolje.
I have same qualities as Krishna, but in my new domain.
Karakteristike, odlike kao Krishna.
That helps a little bit.
Ali u maloj mjeri.
Then, servant of Krishna.
Onda sam sluga Krishna.
Wow.
To je već nešto.
Jivara svupohojeneće Krishna das. Or Gopi Bharata Paragamala Dasa 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 Dasa. Actually, even better than that, to say I'm a servant of Krishna.
Reči, ja sam sluga, sluge Krishna.
Because Rananam Sarvesham Vishnu Radhanam Param Tasmat Paraturam Devi Twarinam Samachanam. Even better than being a servant of Krishna is being a servant of a servant of a servant of a servant of
Krishna.
And then when you get more advanced, you can then...
I onda kako više napredujete...
Krishna is mine.
Onda shvaćate Krishna je moj.
And then when you get even more advanced, you think what?
A kada postanete još napredniji, što mislite?
I belong to Krishna.
Pripadam Krishna.
Because
jer,
when you come to that highest platform,
do te najviše
and Krishna
razine,
will make sure you come to that highest platform.
A Krishna će se obezbijeti sigurno učiniti da dođete do toga.
Yashaham anugrinami harishyai tadram shanai. Which means that Krishna
znači
will take away everything and
će oduzeti sve.
Leave you
I ostaviti vas
penniless or
bez novčića,
without the love of your family, without any reputation,
bez ikakve, ikakve reputacije, bez ljubavi vaše,
without any
familije,
false pride.
Until bez ikakvo glasno,
and then when you come to that point, then you're happy.
I kada dođete do te razine, onda postanete sretni.
Anyway, so that's the point.
To je znači čitava ideja.
I belong to Krishna.
Ja pripadam Krishna.
Not just a Krishna belongs to me, but
ne samo da Krishna je moj,
I belong to Krishna. Just like, for example, I'm traveling
pa, na primjer, ja putujem sada
with some Govardhan Shilas.
Sa Govardhan Shilama.
That's not the right thing.
To nije prava stvar.
That I am not traveling with them.
Ja ne putujem
Actually,
s njima.
That's right. I'm traveling with them.
Stvari, ja putujem
They're not
s njima,
traveling with me.
A ne putuju one sa mnom.
You understand?
Shvaćate?
And wherever they go, I'm their
one
servant.
Idu, ja sam njihov sluga.
That's the right attitude. Rather than wherever I go, I bring my
shile sa sobom.
So once you have that identity,
znači,
then
onda,
you come to the platform described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, koje
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opisao,
in his last prayer of the
Shikshashtaka.
That Krishna, you may
Krishna,
crush me by your embrace.
Možeš me jednostavno zgnječiti svojim
you may leave me broken hearted.
Možeš me ostaviti slomljena srca.
By not being present before me.
Što se nećeš pojaviti preda mnom.
You're completely free to do anything and everything. You may even run away.
Zaželiš, možeš I pobjeći.
Lampato, you know. Anyway, we won't describe what that means. But anyway,
you
may do anything.
Međutim, možeš učiniti što god zaželiš.
But then I'll keep worshiping you.
Ali ja ću
I'll keep serving
te obožavati. Ja ću te nastaviti služiti.
That's the perfection.
To je savršenstvo.
Hmm. Another way of expressing that
na drugi
is
način
the verse
to
in Bhagavatam.
Izraziti stihom iz Bhagavatam.
Tateinu kampam sushum ikshamana bunjanavatma kritam vipakam ridvag vapur virvitadam namaste jivita yo mukti pade sudaya bhaktat. A devotee
bhakta
when he's subjected to difficulties,
je on izložen neprilike,
of course, he sees them as
vidi, naravno,
one sense like a token punishment for his past sinful activities.
Kazna za njegove prošle grešne
djelatnosti. But even a higher state of realization
još više stadi realizacije
is to see these difficulties
as
being sent directly by Krishna.
Poslao
because for a devotee, there is no more karma.
Kod bhakte više nema karma.
I don't care what the astrologers tell you.
Nemojte brinuti se o tome što vam astrologi kažu.
You know, we have this wonderful astrology everybody uses as an excuse
I svi je koriste kao
for not becoming Krishna conscious.
Da ne postanu svjesni Krishna.
Just like I was speaking to someone the other day in Serbia.
Ja neki dan sa bhaktom u Srbiji.
And they said, excuse me for not being so surrendered, Maharaj.
Oprosti mi što nisam tako, predan, Maharaj.
I'm going through my Saturn period right now.
Svoj Saturn period.
We have a million and one excuses.
Imamo
we blame a million and one people.
Jednu
a million and one planets.
Okriviti milijardu planeta ili sve te različite osobe.
for our own
različite ljude možemo okriviti
lack of personally taking responsibility.
Za svoj osobni nedostatak preuzimanja odgovornosti.
Anyway, so when getting back to the point, when you actually take up Krishna consciousness, even chanting Nama Bas, what to speak of, you know, a higher platform of devotional service,
nivou, a što govoriti o višim predanom,
all the karma, even prarabdha
karma,
flies far away.
Odleti daleko od vas.
Prabhupada said Krishna with the tip of his toe can kick away
sa vrhom svoga nožnog
millions of Rahu
Krishna
planets.
Krishna može išutirati milijune Rahu planeta.
So don't worry about Rahu.
Nemojte se brinuti o Rahu.
Don't worry about your Saturn period.
Nemojte se brinuti o Saturn periodu.
Worry about Krishna.
Brini se
what
o
he's
going to
do to you.
Što će ti on učiniti?
That's more anxiety. Just like someone said, someone asked me the other day, do you pray like Queen Kunti? And I said, hell no. She's saying, what, Tatra, Tatra, Jagat Guru. Again and again, send the miseries. And I'm saying, never again send the miseries. I have to be honest. Probably said we shouldn't pray like that. There's enough miseries in the material world. But anyway, so getting back to the point is that when something happens to us beyond our control, I have to say.
Izvan naše kontrole, moram reći,
some things are within our control.
Neke stvari su unutar naše moći.
I mean, if you jump off a building, that's within your control. Don't blame Krishna for that
one. Kriviti Krishnu za to.
Or if you go, in the name of sense gratification, you go hang gliding and you fall out of the hang glider. Don't say Krishna's mercy. Or if you fall asleep while you're driving because you only slept 1 hour the night before, don't say Krishna's mercy.
Dok ste vozili ovaj auto, a spavali ste prije toga samo sat vremena, nemojte reći da je to
Krishna odgovoran. Just like when Prabhupada was on the planet, sometimes devotees would get in a car accident.
Bhakti bi doživjeli prometnu nesreću zato što bi zaspali.
And they said to Prabhupada, I mean the devotees who were still alive,
Bhakti koji su bili preživjeli,
said to Prabhupada, oh that was Krishna's mercy.
O to je bila Krishna milost.
And so Prabhupada said that's their foolishness.
To je njihova glupost.
It's not Krishna's mercy.
Nije Krishna milost.
So, things that are outside of our control, which are most of the things,
stvari koje su izvan naše kontrole, a tu govorimo o većini stvari,
we should always see.
Njih trebamo vidjeti.
That is Krishna.
Kao Krishnu.
He's doing it.
On to čini.
And then when we see that Krishna is doing it,
da Krishna to radi,
we should try to understand why is he doing it.
Zašto on to radi.
And the reason why is not that he hates me.
A razlog svakako nije to što me mrzi.
Krishna says, Samoham sarvabhuteshu. Name dvesho stinapriya. I don't hate anyone, and I don't especially have favorites either. The reason Krishna is doing that is because he's trying to bring us closer to him. And you may not understand why it will bring you closer to Krishna right then when it happens. But maybe in 100 years from now you'll understand. Or maybe in the next lifetime you'll understand. Or maybe when you're back to Krishna and Krishna Loka you'll understand. But it is Krishna.
Krishna
says, one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me has never lost to me, nor am I ever lost to him. So what one sees that, what is Krishna trying to teach me? What do I got to do about it?
Šta trebamo raditi sada sa ovim ili u vezi toga?
And then do it.
I onda, kada shvatite, učinite to.
Ridbhag Vafur Bir, Vridam Namaste, Jivete Yo Mukti Pare Sudoy Bhak. This is the point of bhakti.
Ovo je, znači, stvar bhakti.
What is bhakti?
Pitanje bhakti. Što je bhakti?
Positive quality of bhakti.
Pozitivna odlika bhakti.
Keep on doing what Krishna wants.
Nastavite raditi ono što Krishna želi.
In an active way.
Na aktivan način.
And giving your heart to it.
I unesite svoje srce u to.
Three positive qualities,
znači,
of bhakti.
Tri pozitivne odlike.
Bhakti is active.
Bhakti je djelatna.
Bhakti is doing what Krishna
bhakti
wants.
Bhakti znači raditi ono što Krishna
and
želi.
And bhakti is doing what Krishna wants with the idea, the mentality
bhakti,
of pleasing Krishna.
I bhakti znači raditi ono što Krishna želi sa mentalitetom, sa željom da se Krishna zadovolji.
So if you have that consciousness,
imate takvu svjesnost,
Then the material world becomes something of no interest to you. No matter what someone offers
you,
you don't get negative towards it. Like if someone says, would you like to go see the latest movie? Anyone know the name of the latest movie? Devarshi Nari, you probably know. Anyway, I won't ask you. Instead of saying, oh, Maya! You say, that's boring. I'm having so much fun serving Krishna, chanting his holy names, especially preaching to people about
Krishna.
Why would I want to do something like that?
Зашто би хотел учинити такво нешто?
Why would I want to go water skiing?
Зашто би хотел ичи се скијати на води?
Hang gliding. Some people have mentioned this is what they want to do the last few days of speaking to people here at the camp.
Или како се тоа зове?
Why would I want to do anything? It's so much fun.
Зашто би хотел да радам такви ствари? Тако ми е забавно со Кришном.
Anyway, that's real vairagya.
Истинска вайрагја.
And the point, the word is used here
річ, која се користи
by Lord Kapiladev.
Од страна Капиладева.
Удасинам, which means
удасинам значи
indifferent.
Незаинтересиран.
Who cares?
Кога брига?
That's what a pure devotee feels towards the material energy. Except
чисти бакта према материјалној енергији, осим
how can it be used in Krishna's service?
У погледу тога како се може искористити за служење Кришне.
And that's real vairagya.
Истинска вайрагја.
Yuktena or Yukta Vairagya.
Yukta Vairagya.
That means everything is Krishna. I am Krishna's. I am Krishna's. Everything is Krishna's. Everything is meant to be used in a service. Just like we are using this microphone, one can use psychology in Krishna's service. One can use science in Krishna's service. Prabhupada said one can use the atom bomb in Krishna's service. I haven't figured out how to do that yet.
Bombu možemo iskoristiti u svjesni Krishna. Ja nisam shvatio kako to učiniti.
Chant Hare Krishna, throw the atom bomb. Pivate
Hare Krishna i bacite bombu.
You know, that's beyond my scope of realization at this point.
Izvan moje moći shvaćenja.
So that's really pure Krishna consciousness.
Čista svjesnost Krishna.
And just one other point
before
we end this discussion.
To
become indifferent to this material nature, one also has to be aware that one, because one has a body, and, you know, mind here, we have certain necessities just to keep the body running because the body belongs to Krishna.
Tijelo,
and the mind belongs to Krishna. As I said, everything belongs to Krishna. Manasa deha geha yokushimur apilam to your pari nanda kishore. Bhaktivinoda Thakur doesn't say I throw my mind, my body, and my words in the garbage. Does he? He said, it's all yours, nanda kishore. My body, my mind, my words, manasa deha, my home.
My dom.
So therefore, if you really want to serve Krishna in a steady way, you have to take care and provide the necessities for those things which belong to
Krishna.
Just like here's water. I am not putting it in my body. I'm putting it into the body that belongs to Krishna that I'm using in this lifetime.
You understand?
To keep it going so I can speak a few words longer.
Mogu ga održavati fino da mi omogući da izgovorim još nekoliko riječi.
So we have needs.
Imamo znači potrebe.
Not only water.
Ne samo voda.
Not only air. Not only light.
Zrak i svjetlost.
But surprisingly enough, we also have emotional needs.
Iznenađenje je da također imamo i emocionalne potrebe.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this Chaitanya Shikshamrita talks about this.
Govori o tim stvarima.
He says, in this world we have so many needs, and the devotee should make sure that his needs are taken care of.
Bhakta bi trebao se pobrinuti da njegove potrebe budu obezbijeđene.
Now we're not talking about desires. Sada
ne govorimo o željama.
Desires are unlimited.
Želje su neograničene.
Avritam gyanamitena gyanino nichavirana kamarupena kuntia dushprena lenacha. Unlimited desires. If I give you so much money, you'll be thinking, where is more money?
Ako vam damo jako puno novca, mislićete gdje mogu još novca nabaviti, zar ne?
So desires are unlimited.
But, želje su neograničene.
So we're not so much interested in fulfilling every single desire that pops into your brain.
Ispunjenje svake pojedine želje koja vam se pojavi u umu.
But we have certain basic needs, necessities.
Temeljne bazične potrebe, neophodnosti.
So if we fulfill Krishna consciousness, these necessities, taking care of the body, the mind, and the words, and everything that belongs to Krishna, then we can be very steady in devotional service, progress, be indifferent to the material nature. Being indifferent to the material nature doesn't mean to torture the body or the mind. Actually, one who tortures the body is known as what, according to Krishna Gita?
On je poznat kao što? Da, on je poznat kao demon.
So you torture your body. You know, we've had many people who we know and have tortured their body to become more Krishna conscious. They go on long fast to try to get rid of their lust. And the only thing they end up with is insanity after that
nisu
long fast.
Uspjeli, nisu postali.
And then as soon as they eat again, the lust comes up.
Jer čim počnu jesti, odmah se opet pojavi
so don't
požuda.
Think that you'll be Krishna conscious.
Nemojte misliti da će biti svjesni
Krishna. Right? By austerity, by material austerity.
The
chajya nirvapanad grahadvad. Nor by just acting properly according to Varnashram Dharma. Of course, Varnashram Dharma may help you. But that's not going to make you Krishna conscious. The chandasa naiva jalagni surya. Nobody putting yourself in this tent in the middle of the summer. I know, fire in the middle of the summer.
Ne kaže to, nego ukoliko se okružite s vatrama.
Nor by swimming in Finland in the middle of the winter. Actually, the verse literally says putting yourself in ice in the middle of the winter and putting yourself in fire in the summer.
Strofa kaže doslovno da sjedite na ledu.
This is a verse spoken by Jatavarta, King Rahugana.
The chandasa naiva jalagni suryar
vinamahatpala vajopi shekam. But simply by becoming the servant of Krishna and the pure devotee, of course, by becoming the servant of the pure devotee, in this way we're the servant of Krishna. That's what it means to take the foot dust. Okay, that's why I said I would end early so we can take questions. Any questions or comments?
Yes, Devarshi.
Haribo. About this, that with Krishna consciousness we can change our horoscope.
U vezi pointe da možemo promijeniti horoskop svjesnošću Krishna.
Every second we can choose Maya or Krishna.
Yes, that's right.
For some people it's going very easy, like for you, always Krishna. Because
you
dedicate and sannyasi and
can I have your blessing?
I tako dalje.
Because Maharaj, maybe your chart is like this, your horoscope is like this.
To je možda vaš previous
life, some
activities, past activities, and all for you is easy.
I'm just joking, I just like asking.
Okay, yeah, I know. Previous past, I was born in such a wonderful Vaishnava family.
U prošlom životu, u takvoj divnoj Vaishnava familiji.
My parents actually did their rounds.
Moji roditelji su mantrali svoje krugove.
Around the bed before I was born.
Ne, oni su, da, mantrali su mi oko kreveta prije što sam se rodio.
Supposed to be funny. Anyway, so and I remember the first words I said were Jai Prabhupada.
Prvu riječ koju sam izgovorio bila je Jai Prabhupada.
And I refused to eat anything other than prasadam.
I odbio sam jesti bilo šta osim prasadama.
Even when my parents did the grain ceremony.
Kad su moji roditelji izvršili tu ceremoniju prvih žitarica.
I think I should tell you more about my history. But anyway.
Trebao bi vam ispričati više o povijesti svoga života.
And then I spent 2 years trying to avoid the Hare Krishna movement.
2 godine sam pokušavao izbjeći svjesnost Krishne.
The dresses were so weird and wild.
Jer mislio sam da im je jako...
Finally, it was only Prabhupada coming to where I was
that got me to join the movement.
That was it. Otherwise, I would have been a new Satya Sai Baba. Because my hair was like this.
I
had a
kosu
and
bradu ogromnu.
And I thought I was God.
I mislio sam da sam Bog.
Yeah, real good karma.
Prava, zaista dobra karma.
So, anyway, so when Prabhupada came,
kada je Prabhupada došao,
it's like the doors to the spiritual world opened up. The first experience I had when I saw Prabhupada in 1971 was the room, and it was a little tiny room, but it expanded into eternity. And then I realized, oh, here's my guru. I have to surrender now.
Ovo je moj guru, sad se trebam predati.
So, it's not exactly my horoscope.
Nije baš moj horoskop u pitanju.
And it's not exactly everything was easy.
I mean, I was
tortured by so many sannyasis.
Izmučivali su me, izmučivalo me je tako puno sannyasis.
Not Maharaj, he wasn't sannyasi.
Ne Maharaj, on je bio ljubazan.
In the early days of the movement,
u ranim danima našeg pokreta,
sannyasis weren't kinder, gentler, or older.
Su bili,
they were all like 23 years old, so they were pretty tough
characters. Nisu bili
baš
stari, svi su bili oko 23 godine.
So, anyway, so we had a little suffering.
I malo smo patili zbog toga.
And somehow or other, by Prabhupada's mercy, I'm sitting here thinking I'm a big guru, a big GBC.
Ja sjedim ovdje, mislim, pomalo sam guru,
thinking,
pomalo sam GBC.
Or he's really Krishna conscious, and I'm thinking,
on je stvarno,
boy, if he only knew.
A ja mislim, kad biste samo znali.
No. Actually, whatever I am today,
što god da jesam danas,
is because I had faith
zbog toga što imam vjeru
in Srila Prabhupada and in the holy names.
I sveta ime.
And that's it.
I to je to.
That's it, you know, Srila Prabhupada and the holy names.
Srila Prabhupada i sveta imena.
And because
I
have this firm faith,
ja imam ovu čvrstu vjeru,
by thy chanting the holy names,
da, pjevanjem svetih imena,
Shada Shabde, Pisha Shakahe, Sudrida Nishtya, that is described as what faith means.
To je opisano što vjera znači na taj način.
That simply doing what Krishna wants,
radite ono što Krishna želi.
Given the instruction, Krishna's instruction through the guru, everything will be accomplished because I have that firm faith, and whatever I am today is because of that firm faith.
Urađeno jedino tom aktivnošću.
Not because of what I did in the past.
Ovo se dešava sada. Ne zbog nekih stvari koje sam učinio
u prošlosti.
Ili zbog toga što me, koliko me sanjasija izmrcvarilo.
I mean, my mother doesn't even believe in God.
Moja majka čak nije ni vjerovala u Boga.
You know, God, what a family. She wasn't even
a Muslim. Kako je to obitelj? Nije bila čak ni musliman.
Or a Christian.
Ili
or anything. And she just like, I don't believe in God.
Jednostavno bi govorila da ne vjeruje u Boga.
You know, what a background.
Kako je samo to zaleđe.
So, anyway, whatever it is, whoever I am, I am.
Što god da jesam,
it's all due just to me having that firm faith that the holy name is everything.
Vjeru, da je sveto ime sve.
And if I chant Hare Krishna, and eventually come to the stage of chanting it purely,
do razine čistog
pjevanja, I don't have to worry about anything else
personally. Ne moram se brinuti ni o čemu drugome.
Except how to serve Krishna.
Okay? To je način da se služi Krishna.
And that's what the acharyas say. That's not just me.
To je ono što acharye kažu. Nije to, nisam to ja.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur states it. In the Harinam Chintamani. It's not my invention.
Nije to nešto,
he says even the corrupted karma that gets destroyed by the Namabhas chanting.
Namabhas pjevanjem.
I'm not something I just made up out of the blue.
Nije da sam ja to izmislio sada. Ni iz čega mi je palo.
So I have faith. When the pure devotee says something,
kada čisti bhakta kaže nešto,
there's no more doubt in my
nema
mind.
Nema više sumnje u mome umu.
That's faith.
To je vjera.
And if you have that faith,
imate tu vjeru,
shada shabde vishaka sakahe sudrida nishya, then you can achieve Krishna like this.
Onda vrlo lagano možete dostići Krishnu.
That's the key.
To je ključ.
The secret.
To je tajna.
That faith.
Ta vjera.
But faith is not I believe.
Ali vjera nije ja vjerujem.
Faith is I believe, but by doing, everything will be accomplished.
Vjerujem da radeći to, sve će ostale stvari biti
ispunjene. Because even the demons, they believe in God.
Jer čak i demoni vjeruju u Boga.
But you can't say they had faith in God.
Ali ne možete reći da imaju vjeru u Boga.
Just like we were driving here,
kao što vozili smo se prema
in the car,
u auto,
and we believed in the police as we were driving.
Vjerovali smo u policiju.
That's why we tried to avoid them.
I pokušavali smo ih izbjeći zbog toga. Jer smo jako brzo se
kretali.
Kretali smo se za 180 km na sat.
I wasn't driving, don't.
Ja nisam vozio.
And we really believed the police existed.
Zaista smo vjerovali da policija postoji.
We had firm faith that they believed that they existed, right?
Da postoje.
And one time they had to be paid a few euros, but anyway.
I ponekad im morate platiti nekoliko eura.
But we didn't believe that by following their order.
Ali nismo vjerovali u njih, da će sve biti u redu ukoliko poštujemo njihova
naređenja. So if you have that firm faith in the Holy Name, then your progress is so quick, it's unimaginable.
Onda je vrlo, vrlo
brzo. I'm talking about Loganath Maharaj.
Logan Maharaj, na primjer.
He has that firm faith in the Holy Name. When you hear him chant, you will glorify him. When you hear him chant, you know he has that firm faith in the Holy Name.
Znate da ima tu čvrstu vjeru u sveto ime.
Right?
Zar ne?
You can, and also, oh, because I don't want to neglect anyone, so.
Ne želim nikoga zanemariti.
Chandramouli Maharaj and Sachinanda Maharaj. I mean, you can hear that his soul is absorbed in the Holy Name. He's taken full shelter in the Holy Name. That's why everyone starts dancing.
Utočište, i zato se počinju plesati.
Right?
Zar ne?
He doesn't like that. He doesn't like the praise.
Njemu se to ne dopada.
Anyway, so... why is anyone advanced? Because of that faith. And that's it.
Zbog te vjere, i to je to.
Nothing to do with horoscopes. Of course, if you were a devotee
naravno,
in your last life, you're certainly not advanced.
Životu,
things are a little easier, yes.
Onda su stvari malo lakše u ovome,
but there's
se,
no
ali nema
ohojtuki, opretijata, jatma supersedite, savajpum sam paro dharma. Jato bhakti je hoksaje. Does anyone know what the,
da li iko
that
zna?
Means?
Što to znači?
Any know whether, no one knows today.
Niko ne zna.
Savajpum sam paro dharma. The Krishna consciousness is the topmost.
Krishna je najviša.
Topmost understanding, topmost dharma, paradharma, transcendental.
Vrhunska dharma.
Bhakti, hoksate, and to Krishna. The love, unmotivated, love,
hoituki.
There's no cause to it. And also a pratyata, there's nothing that can impede it. What does that mean? Nothing can impede it. Not your karma, not your mother. Not all the mothers here. Oh, all the
Prabhus here.
Not the Prabhus here. Not the prasadam you got this morning. Nothing can impede your advancement in devotional service. Yatma supersede. And that's what will please the self, please the heart, right?
Jastvo.
And if you think
srce.
Anything else, your advancement will be slower.
Drugo,
I'm sorry.
Vaš biti sporiji, žao mi
what does Bhaktivinoda Thakur say? Other than myself, I have no friend in the world. Referring to the holy names, isn't it?
Kaže,
Jeev Jago, Gora Chandabala. Chant the holy names, Lushitanyas, imploring you.
Čeitanja, gospodin Čeitanja vas moli.
How long have you been sleeping on the lap of the witch called Maya? Don't get angry with her.
Nemojte se naljutiti na nju.
She's a nice girl. But anyway, so how long have you been sleeping on the lap of...
Ali dokle ćete još
you know, I've come to save you. I mean,
ja
it's the holy name.
Ja sam došao vas izbaviti putem svetih imena.
Prabhupada called the Hare Krishna movement, not the Vedic movement.
Je nazvao ovo Hare Krishna pogredom, ne vedskim pogredom.
Why did Prabhupada pick the name Hare Krishna?
Zašto je Prabhupada odabrao to ime Hare Krishna?
Right. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna,
pjevanjem Hare Krishna,
everything can be accomplished.
Sve će biti
chanting properly, of course.
Pravilnim pjevanjem, razumije se.
If you have that faith, you will make so much advancement.
Jako puno ćeš napredovati.
You will see Krishna very quickly.
I vrlo brzo ćeš vidjeti Krishnu.
You want to see Krishna?
Želiš vidjeti Krishnu?
Good. That's
dobre.
How.
Eto ti način.
You'd like what? You want Krishna to have faith? You'd like to have faith, like the desire to have faith. Okay, got it.
Da, znači želim da imam vjeru.
So how can you get that faith?
A kako sada dobiješ, da stekneš tu vjeru?
Any secrets?
Da li ima tajni? Ja, družim se s tobom.
Associate with these devotees.
Anyway,
associate with devotees who have faith because bhakti is in their heart, it rubs off on you. And that's how you get that faith. But basically, you have to be like Draupadi. You know, Draupadi was there at the gambling match.
Prisutna na toj kockarskoj, na toj kockarskom meču.
And she was, they attempted, of course, you know the story, they attempted to disrobe her.
Pokušali su je razotjenuti.
And then she was using her own strength.
I ona je svoju vlastitu snagu koristila.
Fighting against that ecstatic dušasan.
Tom dušasanu, ecstatično.
You know, he's like a big kshatriya, he's not like
on je veliki kshatriya,
one of these little brahmacharis
on
like
mali brahmachari neki.
You know, a lady could definitely defeat some of the brahmacharis here, but...
neke žene svakako mogu poraziti nekog brahmacharija.
Is there anyone really big, any man really big?
Da li ovdje imamo nekog zaista velikog čovjeka? Yeah.
Krupnog? You're not that big, no. Not tall, I mean, just... So there she is, little late, not little late, but she was struggling against...
Ona se borila jednostavno.
Against him, and he was pulling...
S njim, a on je povlačio...
It wasn't even a sari she was wearing. She was wearing like this whole garment because she was in a certain time of the month for her. And he was pulling to rip it off and then... Then she eventually she threw her hands up and said, "Hey,
Govinda."
And actually, it's interesting, just a little side story. Krishna was paying her back for a favor that she did for him.
Za uslugu koju mu je ona zapravo jednom učinila.
One time Krishna was bleeding in his finger.
Krishna je krvario iz prsta.
Because he had thrown the Sudarshan chakra too quickly or something like that.
Sorry?
You know, he just somehow or other, you know, picked up the Sudarshan chakra too quickly or threw it the wrong way or something like that. And it's pretty sharp, so Krishna had a little blood, a lot of blood coming from his finger. So when Draupadi saw that, she took the part of her sari and ripped it off to tie up Krishna's finger. Like that, so it wouldn't bleed anymore. And the other Pandavas were saying, how could you do that? That was your marriage sari. You're never supposed to rip your marriage sari up. It's very inauspicious. She said, I don't care.
It's
auspicious or inauspicious. Krishna's bleeding. Isn't it? I have to stop his bleeding. So then, because she tied up Krishna's finger like that, gave him her sari.
Davši mu svoj sari.
He gave her his sari. Unlimited sari.
Neograničeni sari.
You know, that's all. Interesting story.
To je interesantna priča.
Yeya tamam prapajante tamsataiva bhajamyaham. So in other words, she had that so much faith, she put aside normal, I mean, a lady should never, you know, rip up her sari like that. And then another example, like when Prabhupada was on the planet. Prabhupada was giving a lecture, and there was nothing to tie the microphone to the microphone stand. Prabhupada said to the devotee, take off your Brahmin thread and wrap it up with that. And you know, that's against all the principles you read about in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, isn't it? I mean, using your Brahmin thread tying a microphone, but... So we have that firm faith in Prabhupada and the holy names in Krishna. And then Krishna takes care. So you just throw your hands up sometimes. Govinda, I'm yours. You can crush me by your embrace, whatever. And Krishna will do what he thinks is best. You can't predict.
Ne možete zaista predvidjeti.
So any other questions or comments? Actually, we have to end.
Yeah. Sorry, trebamo ovdje stati. Koji je izvor i smisao negativnosti?
The source of negativity is
izvor
passion, the mode of passion.
Izvor negativnosti je strast, guna strasti.
Just like the source of positivity towards of the material energy is passion. Source of negativity is passion.
Izvor negativnosti je strast.
Because you really want something. Why do you have to be negative towards it unless you really wanted it?
Ali zašto bismo bili u vezi nečega negativnog ukoliko ga zaista ne želimo ili ga nismo željeli?
Like this table, for example.
Kao ovaj stolić.
I don't feel positive or negative towards it.
Ne osjećam se niti pozitivno niti negativno ka njemu.
I mean, what would I do with the damn thing?
Šta bi radio s tom stvari?
Isn't it? And so it's just, ooh, the horrible table!
Ooh, užasni stolić.
Oh, beautiful table, no.
Niti pak lijepi stolić, ne.
So I'm just neutral.
Neutralno.
If the table was gold,
kad bi bio zlatni stolić, onda bi mislio, ooo.
I would say, thank you very much.
Rekao bih vam, hvala puno.
Just like one time I was doing a fire sacrifice, it was in Mexico. And people put these 1 ounce gold coins in the fire sacrifice. And I was thinking, wow, what a great sacrifice this is. And after the sacrifice, during the sacrifice, even though I was going swaha, 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 I was getting attached to the gold coins
around
it. I can't wait till this is over, you know, I'll be very rich when the sacrifice is
over.
So after that, I said, thank you very much for giving the gold to
Krishna,
because I thought I was Krishna.
So
they said, no, we just wanted to purify it. We're taking it back. And then I became very negative towards them and towards the gold at that point.
Oh, materialists.
So the negativity was coming because I wanted to enjoy
or possess.
But I never got attached to any wood in the fire. Negativity comes because we want to enjoy. Of course, sometimes we can get angry people who are offending Krishna.
So
I think we have to end because
10
o'clock we have the introduction. We have prasadam.
Prasadam.
You don't need to eat.
Ali nema potrebe da jedete.
It's a Ekadashi. Actually, did you announce it was a Ekadashi?
Yeah,
today is a Ekadashi.
Danas je Ekadashi.
No grains, beans, or other things. It's a very nice day for remembering Krishna, especially Krishna's pastimes in
Vrindavan.
Especially Govardhan. Okay. All glories to Sri Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Dakle, također u 8 sati, danas na večer imamo slajd prezentaciju koju će držati Mata Đurmila. Virtualni...
Ravi Ramila.
O? Rada Kunda, Shama Kund, virtualni put do njih.
Dear devotees, tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. We also have a slight presentation by Urmila Prabhu. A video presentation by Urmila Prabhu on the subject Radha Kund Shyama Kund tour. Yeah.